Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming your way once again this morning. I have some beautiful things to share with you this morning, which I believe will be a great blessing to you. Hallelujah. Well, yesterday we started talking about the seed of Abraham, and we said so many things, and we came to the conclusion that the real seed of Abraham is you and I in Christ Jesus, that the real seed to which the promise was made was Christ. The Bible says that if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. And because you and I are Christ, therefore we are Abraham's seed. So Abraham's seed is not the Israelites sitting in Israel. Abraham's seed is now you and I, you see. Now, that doesn't mean that God has neglected them completely. They are God's people. They've always been God's people, and God still cares about them. Hallelujah. When you read in Romans chapter 11, verse 1, he says, I say then, has God cast away his people? Then he says, God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. This is Paul talking. Then he says, God has not cast away his people which he foreknew. Don't you know what the scriptures say concerning Elijah, how he makes intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what's here the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So there is a remnant. There are some who have believed. Even though the whole nation of Israel have not believed, there are some who have believed, and there are some who are still believing. Many of them are getting born again now. You see, right now what God looks at is not the old covenant. He's looking at the new one in Christ Jesus. And if you are in Christ Jesus, you are part of Abraham's seed. See, so they are Abraham's seed, but they are Abraham's seed of the flesh. We are Abraham's seed of the spirit. And we are the actual Abraham's seed. So they enjoy some of the blessings of Abraham. That's why Israel has been a wonderful nation to date. They enjoy the fringes of Abraham's blessing. But you and I are the ones who have really inherited the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah. So today I'm talking to you about the blessings of Abraham. You see, in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, the Bible says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. It says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. So, when you believe in Jesus Christ, the blessing of Abraham comes upon you. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to turn your Bible to Genesis, so that we see what the blessings of Abraham is, and what it does in a person's life. Now that you are the seed of Abraham, you have a right to the blessings of Abraham. Now, Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1, it says, Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Then God said to him, And I'll make of thee a great nation. Now these are the blessings of Abraham. He says, I'll make of thee a great nation. So you are a great nation. Then he says, And I'll bless thee. So you are the blessed of God. And make your name great. So your name is going to be great in this earth, both in earth and in the heavens. Hallelujah. And then he says, And thou shalt be a blessing. I'll make of thee a great nation, number one. I'll bless thee, number two. I'll make thy name great, number three. And thou shalt be a blessing, number four. And he says, And I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That is the blessing of Abraham. He says, I'll make of thee a great nation. I'll bless thee, and make thy name great. Now, there's more. This is what God has destined for you to enjoy. Says he's going to make your name great. So if you start a business, know that that business is not going to be a local business. It's going to move from where it is to become something very big. It is your destiny. That's what God has destined for you. Hallelujah. He says, and you'll be a blessing. He says, I'll make your name great. Praise the Lord. Now, go to Genesis chapter 27. When Isaac was blessing Jacob, there are some things he said that were also part of the blessings of Abraham. When you read Genesis chapter 27 from verse 27, it says, And he came near and kissed him, this is Isaac, and smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field with which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be everyone that blessed thee. Hallelujah. This is the blessing of Abraham. And because Israel, the nation Israel, enjoyed this particular blessing, they have survived up to date. And their name has been great all this while. All these years, their name has been great. They have been influential. They have been rich. They have inherited the earth. The blessings of the earth, everything that is around comes from the earth. Cars come from the earth. They are made of metals and rubber, which come from the earth. Every single material you see comes from the earth. So everything in the earth is yours. And everything that it comes with is yours. That is why I always say to you that prosperity is yours. You cannot be poor. You are rich. Say to yourself that I'm rich. I'm rich. Prosperity is mine. I will never fail in my life because I'm the seed of Abraham. And I have the blessings of Abraham functioning and working upon my life. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living in that blessing, because you're the blessed one. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.